Souls and salutations, everyone. We've returned once again to the Foot Fetish Podcast. Hey, everybody.
Feet sins greetings, everyone.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
I don't know.
Soul sins, no.
Soul.
Wait. Holiday. Healy day. It could be like the fucking Old Navy bullshit and call it the holidays.
Yeah, your interpretation of that commercial is wrong.
Oh, did you watch it?
Yeah,
it's terrible.
Well, they're not saying all as in Old Navy.
No, they're saying all as an A-L-L,
yeah.
But it's still annoying.
I mean, it's stupid, but Old Navy commercials have always been really stupid.
I've never seen a good Old Navy commercial in my life.
Yeah.
Prove me wrong. I mean, all the way back to, it started with, you know, that annoying lady with the huge glasses? Do you remember those commercials?
No.
They were terrible. Look them up.
Okay.
They're awful.
Whereas the Gap always has really quality commercials.
Well, the Gap is at
those
least interesting.
Decent.
I don't like those either.
Shit clothes, but decent commercials.
Shit clothes. It's fucking shit. Well, hey, everybody. We're back. Apparently, we do these once a month now.
Once a month.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
last
I'm
one was
sorry.
Halloween.
Blame Ramon.
Me? Oh, yeah. Because it's my
it's
fault.
So less than once a month. We should have done one for Thanksgiving, too.
We should have. Now we have to say what we're thankful for.
What are you thankful for, Ramon?
Not your ass.
Okay,
actually,
great.
I'm very thankful for your ass.
Great.
And your feet.
I thought about doing one on Thanksgiving. I thought about it.
But we didn't, did
didn't,
we?
Didn't
do a goddamn thing, you lazy.
I'm real busy.
Well, listen, we're happy to be back. A few of you have reached out and are like, hey, when are you going to do that thing we really like again? Well, here we are. Thanks for sticking around, everybody.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Remember when we did these once a week? That was fun.
That was fun.
It was
that
fun.
Was fun. And if you weren't gone all the fucking time, we could do it.
You know,
again.
I get home from work on
what
3
we
days
do?
Of the
we're
week.
We're going to just do it in the afternoon.
Fucking
on like
right.
A fucking Wednesday
whatever.
Afternoon.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Are you, you got a lot to do?
Yeah, I do.
You busy?
Yeah.
Eating bonbons?
Yeah.
You're about out of bonbons.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. That's why I put makeup on this morning. I'm going to go out later.
Wow.
When we're finished recording.
Look at you.
I'm going out.
What cock of the walk going
yeah,
for a day
I'm
out on the
going,
town.
I'm gonna go to the fucking Goodwill.
You're gonna march up the promenade and you know, with all your frills upon it.
I wish I could go to the promenade, but it's raining.
Oh, yeah, it is raining. It's weirdly unseasonable. Well, hey everybody, so like back to feet. Remember feet? Yeah, we do feet stuff.
Yeah.
Well anyway, I'm Ramon, that's Belle. If this is the first episode you've tuned in on.
You know, sorry guys.
Get
goodbye.
With the program.
It was nice. It was nice talking to you for 2.5 minutes.
Oh, I'm the producer of Ramon's Face Full of Feet, the number one store on clips for sale on the web today in foot smothering. That's right. We also
we've been doing great.
Well, we've been consistently number one for like, you know, 5 years.
Nice.
That's what we do. That's what
yeah,
we do.
Yeah, but we had like the number one clip for...
Not the number one clip. I mean, on foot smothering. Yeah.
We hey, usually, that's something.
It is something.
That's something.
It's something.
Don't sell yourself short, Ramon.
That's right. I think what
don't sell your dick short, Ramon.
I mean, it's short enough. What really boosted us up, y'all? What really boosted us up is that we got a bunch of customs for Belle to smother a lady.
Yeah, I smothered a lady.
She
I
did.
Some, I did some lady stuff. We had a friend over. Hey, what's
name's Bunny? Yeah,
Bunny. And it was the first time in like.
Whew.
Oh my God, 8 years
yeah.
maybe that I had filmed with anyone other than you.
Yeah.
And it was, I was like, man, I was like really nervous.
Yeah.
I was very nervous leading up to it, but it was, it went super well. It went super well. She was really fun to work with, really easy to work with.
Yeah, she's great.
She's super tough.
Yeah.
Like,
isn't she though?
Real tough. I was very impressed.
And you were pretty ruthless with her. It was awesome.
I didn't think I was.
You weren't,
I
but was... it appeared that way on film.
Okay.
You're a professional.
I was really, she's little. I was really scared I was going to hurt her. I'm used to sitting on, you know, 240-pound Ramon over here. 230?
230, thank
oh,
you very much.
Oh, 230-pound Ramon over here. And then this, she's like 150 pounds less than that. She's like really little.
She's small. I think, yeah, she's real tiny.
And I was just very, very, very nervous about hurting her.
You didn't.
I didn't.
And you made some excellent clips because you do what you always do. Yeah, maybe the first clip you're a little timid, but then you just groove into it and you smothered the shit out of her face with your huge feet. It was really awesome.
I did. We did. We had some customs. We got some fun scenarios going.
Yeah, we did about eight clips, I think. 8 or 9.
Yeah. It was.
So if you haven't gone over to the clip store, RamoneFaceful.com.
Oh my gosh, guys, check it out.
Like, they're the best clips I've made in years.
They were good.
They're really good.
They were good.
If you're into girl-girl stuff, that's the one for you. It's really awesome.
Yeah, I don't
We'll do that again sometime.
We will.
We just need to set up our basement better.
We need
a couch.
We should go and get that, like, ancient wooden 60s couch.
I would do that today.
Like, I would too.
Yep.
We just don't have any way to transport it.
No, we don't.
I'll put the fucking seats down in my minivan and it'll probably fit in the back. It's a tiny couch. It's from maybe.
I mean, 60s are bigger than you think. So, on to more feet stuff.
I want
to
talk about couches.
You want to talk about couches? I'm your couch.
Yeah. Talk about the only furniture we're allowed to talk about is human furniture.
That's right. So, last night, before we decided to film or to record today, we're talking about, you know, like, well, we got to do a Christmas episode, right? We got to do a holiday episode. And we started talking about Christmassy feet things. Like, well, what's involved with Christmas feet?
Well, my first, like, those little shoes that elves wear with, like, the little bells on the end and the little pointy feet.
Those are the most, I don't know if they're the most unattractive shoes, but they're not attractive.
You know those cowboy boots that have the little pointy toes?
Yes.
Those, like, ones that, like, Mexican guys wear?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are wild.
Those are wild. There's a name for them.
Yeah, there is. I can't remember it, though.
It's so bizarre. They wear big hats, too, like, you know, bigger than sombreros.
Yeah,
I mean, like,
that's
big
awesome
hats.
Look. That's a very cool look.
It's a look. But the pointy elf shoes, does nothing for me. You know, you think you have a nice elf fetish or something, but I don't like the stockings they wear either. You're talking about
striped stockings?
Not really.
I generally do like, well, no, you know what? No, I don't. There's a connotation now with striped stockings I don't enjoy.
I'm kind of over stockings in general.
No, I really, really love some good, like, thigh-high socks.
You might be right.
Mm. But, we should, that's what we should do. Next time we film, like a face-sitting clip, I should be wearing, like, just panties and socks. Like, thigh-high socks.
That sounds really hot.
I think that's a really cute look.
You wore that in a couple of clips back in the day.
I probably did. I have this really amazing pair of socks that I bought. They're, like, they're beyond thigh high, like they're waist high, and you have to bunch them down. They're like sock dreams. Socks.
Oh,
like
very nice.
Extra, extra, extra long ones.
So you guys should sponsor us, Sock Dreams.
Right? We're God, the one. If Sock Dreams were ever going to sponsor a podcast, wouldn't it have to be us?
Belle, if we have to record more than once a month, if we have a sponsor.
No.
I mean, not necessarily, I guess.
I can tell you that, honestly, one time when I was, like, a teenager, I was asking, because I've always been into socks, not, like, sexually, but just, like,
as a
style thing, as, like, an accessory. And one time I was, like, 16 or something, and I was asking my parents for, like, a pair of socks from Sock Dreams, maybe for my birthday or something, and I was, like, sending my mom the website.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, the website's a little weird, but I just want the socks. Because it's not fetishy, but it is like, here's some sexy socks for your sexy feet. And it is like, it's much more sexual than like teenage me wanted to be sending a website to my mom being like, hey, order me these. It's not like sexy clothes, but it was presented almost like akin to lingerie.
Hey, mom. Why don't you head on down to Sock Dreams? Fucking put those on my clodhoppers.
What?
I'm a fetish professional. Can you tell? You got clodhoppers. That's what you.
Fetish professional.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
if
me.
You say
fetish
so.
Professional, Ramon.
You sound,
it's on my card.
You sound extremely unprofessional.
I'm very
that
unprofessional.
That is an unprofessional way to speak
I'm
to
really
my
not
mom.
Good at this. The other thing that cracked you up last night was, you know, stockings. I mean,
stockings.
Like, hung by the stockings. Chimney with care.
Yeah.
Fun fact, not stockings that go on your feet.
Well, they originally were.
Well, yeah. I mean,
they originally were. Like, we could talk about the feast day of St. Nicholas.
Right,
which
you
was,
leave
I
your
believe,
shoes out.
I believe December 6th?
That's,
6th or 8th?
You could say any date right
we
now.
We just passed by it. It just was
whizzed
the
right
day of
by.
St. Nicholas. And you leave your shoes out and he leaves treats in them. Mm-hmm. I would probably not eat anything that had come from or been stored in my shoes.
Not your shoes, no.
Time. No.
I mean, I would.
No, you would. Ugh. You would eat some like gross beet vinegar you chocolates have, that have been in my shoes.
Speaking of your shoes, since we're already on the topic, like the boots you have, the UGG style Skechers
yeah,
boots, the brown
Skechers,
ones.
I know. They're so comfy, but the bottom, I can't, like I couldn't wear them today because if it's even a little bit wet out, my feet get soaked because there's holes in the bottom. The soles are coming off. I need to like shoe goo the shit out of them.
We do have shoe goo.
I know, but like it's just a matter of like, what am I just spackling?
Shoe goo
holes
sounds
in my
like
boots?
Something much worse than it is.
Shoe goo sounds like something.
That's if you
should
come in a shoe and you're like, put it on. That's shoe goo. Oh, yeah, I went there.
Yeah, it's like if you're Cinderella using cum as lubricant to like slide what? The shoe on.
What? Why is Cinderella involved in this?
Because the only I can only like. It's. I guess it's less gross yeah. if it's a glass slipper.
Is it? I think it's because you can see it. It's
yeah,
no much worse.
Yeah, you can see it, but it's a lot easier to clean out than like, oh, I got to scrub this cum out of my sneaker.
How about you just throw them away? Can we throw
into the canvas
can we throw them
now?
I'll buy you more shoes. But those boots are so, they look so good on you, and they have such a good musky odor in them.
Ew, gross. You're disgusting.
You wear them in the clips we did with Bunny.
Do I?
You do.
Yes,
you,
I do.
You
those
kick
are
them
like
off.
One of my favorite pairs
what
of boots
I love about
wear.
That is, so your feet are clean when you shoot because you're a fucking pro. But guess what? You put socks on, and you put those fucking boots on, mm-hmm. and guess what? They all smell a little bit. And that kind of turns me on a little.
I'm going to actually look and see if I can find another pair of those boots. See,
I tried.
They don't sell them.
They don't.
They don't sell them anymore.
There's no specific, as far as I can find in your shoes, there's no specific name to them. So you couldn't like search for that model
well,
of shoe.
Here, let me take a quick look.
It's just like Skecher boot. You know, they've seen something similar, but not that boot.
Well, that's because you haven't looked through my Amazon orders.
Yeah, I can't. You change your goddamn password and I can't.
Okay.
Sneakily order Christmas gifts for you. I had to actually think this year. Just frustrating.
Yeah. You can't get them. You can't get them. It says currently unavailable.
No. That's dumb. Because they're the best boots.
I know. They're so comfy.
They're really cute.
They're so comfy. I'm never going to get rid of them either.
Well, at some point you might have to.
No, I never will.
You'll cut out the bottom and they'll be barefoot shoes.
No, I will take them and have them resold.
Oh, yeah. You could do that. I forgot.
At one point, I had these fucking Timberland boots that I bought.
I remember those.
That I loved. I loved those boots. But the zipper kept breaking.
Yeah.
Like, I took them and had them repaired. I paid a lot of money to have these fucking Timberland boots, this zipper, repaired on them. And then the other zipper just broke.
Yep.
And we were, like, out. We were at a wedding or something. We were on our way to a wedding. And I was like, I just have no. So I taped it shut.
I remember that.
And then just wore my dress down over it and was like, well, I guess this is just my life now. And then the tape kind of like destroyed the boot when it came off. And I was just like, fuck it. I'm not paying another $80. Like,
yeah,
it would have
weird.
Cost more to just have the whole fucking zipper replaced than to just
get
toss
new
the boots.
Boots.
It was disappointing. And I wrote to Timberland about it and they were like, oh, well, next time just tell us first. And I'm like, fuck you guys. Like, your boots suck. Anyway, there's a rapper called Timberland. I hold him responsible.
What did he do?
I don't know. I think he's probably to blame.
So there was an interesting topic that someone posted on our subreddit,
our
Foot Fetish Podcast subreddit.
All right, yeah, tell me about it.
Let me pull it up. Actually, it's at. I mean, I probably don't need to, but I figure you know, literally in front of a computer, it takes no effort to open
Go
it up.
Go for it.
Unless I'm a moron who can't open it correctly. Did we ever do a Christmas episode? Not Christmas. We're doing a Christmas episode. I mean, a circus episode.
Circus?
I think there's a lot of feet involved in circus.
Oh, yeah.
I'll put that in my back pocket.
Yeah, absolutely.
When I have no ideas, I'll do that. Even though, what's his face? Chunker Buds gave us a list that we still haven't
read. When we have no ideas, here's what we need to do.
What do we
need
to do?
Just like put them all on little slips of paper in a jar and just pull one out.
We really
week.
Do. But I mean, it's all become so free, what's the word I'm looking for? Free-flowing thought
free
with
association.
Us.
Association.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's,
So here we go.
What is the word for that?
Foot fetish-friendly gifts for Christmas.
Okay.
What an idea. Thank you, I don't know if you want to say me say your name, Mr. K.
Mr. K.
Mr. Special RK. K.
Hello, Special K.
Just in case you don't want me to say your name on the podcast. Although he did write in a feedback, so maybe it's fine. Whatever.
I always wonder if we're supposed to be, you know, you listen to podcasts and people are like, I want to thank my Patreon subscribers.
Yeah.
Should we be thanking our Patreon subscribers? Or is this like, they don't want to be like...
named?
You know, Travis Edwards of Weehawken, New Jersey doesn't necessarily want to be as like... publicly called out as a foot fetish podcast contributor.
No, I don't know. I always feel weird about that myself. I mean, it's like, you know, podcasts that I've supported, it's nice when they read your name or if you wrote in something that's nice.
What podcast do you support?
A few different ones.
What?
One new, actually.
What?
Yeah. I pay like $3 to them. Calm your...
Oh, my God.
Slow your roll.
Can I give Ryan Long $5 a month?
No.
I
you
love
cannot.
Him, but I love him. He's so funny.
Then start making, you start guys, making more clips.
Shut up.
You make,
up. Okay. Shut up. Do you guys listen to Ryan Long's podcast? Do you guys listen to the Boys Cast? Because he's really funny. And at the end of every episode, they're like, we got a lot more to talk about, and we're going to talk about it on the Patreon. And I'm like, what the fuck? And
that's how they get you.
I know. I know. You. And I'm like, I'm thinking about it. All my other podcasts aren't that good.
Yeah.
And they're not as entertaining. And I'm like, yeah. I'm fine with just like, I can find a podcast episode about that particular murder that someone else did. I don't need to hear your take on it.
Right. They're not that entertaining. Yeah. What?
I'm listening to this podcast right now.
Uh-oh.
It's about these. So are you familiar with the Burger Chef murders?
Burger Chef murders?
You're familiar
I think so.
With Burger Chef, the restaurant, right?
Yeah.
So there was this situation where a bunch of teenagers, it was like four teenagers, were working at a Burger Chef one night.
Yes, I recall this
and
one.
And then
yeah.
they just all went missing and were found murdered days later.
Weren't they in the freezer or something?
No.
No, I thought that was this one.
No, they were like they were driven somewhere like out into the country and
sure,
their
sure.
bodies were found there.
Which is a rule that you have to remember. Never let someone take you to a second location.
No, never go to the second location. They're definitely going to kill
like
you.
Like there's a 90% chance they're going to kill you.
Like,
so
holy
fight.
Shit, they're definitely going
to
kill you.
If they
you.
Start to take you somewhere, fight them.
Yeah, because they're going to kill you either way.
Because they're
so
going to kill
least,
you.
At least if you're not taken somewhere. If
you have a chance
you
of
a fucking
escaping,
shed,
yeah.
Man, do you ever, there's that fucking Israel Keys kidnapped that girl from a coffee kiosk.
Yeah.
And she just went with him because of course you did because he's got a gun on you and you're fucking terrified.
Sure, sure.
But then he fucking killed her. Like, yeah. Because of course he did. What's he gonna do? He's got you in a fucking shed. Of course he fucking... Anyway. What is that?
This is a very cheery holiday episode.
No. I was just thinking about...
Why didn't you bring this up on the Halloween
my
one?
My point is... No, because I'm listening to this podcast...
Telling scary
right
ghost stories and telling...
Yeah, scary ghost stories.
About feet. Yeah.
And so... Anyway, I'm thinking of you a lot.
Have a soulful Christmas.
Oh.
Sorry, everyone. Soulful? That felt loud. It's soulful.
Soulful?
Yeah, like soul. No. You never heard of soulful?
I've heard of it, but I don't think it necessarily applies to Christmas.
I'll keep...
My point is that I'm thinking of you a lot while I'm listening to this Burger Chef podcast.
Burger
because
Ramon Chef.
Has this weird fascination with the old Burger Chef commercials.
I am chicken hungry. I'm never fish hungry.
No one's ever fish hungry. Anyway, that's my story.
I need a barn buster.
Remember when we were talking about feet?
Yeah, let's
I
do that again.
That.
Here we go.
Shit.
So back to the gifts. Foot fetish friendly. Say that
gifts.
Six times fast.
Foot fetish friendly gifts.
For Christmas. Hey, everyone. I was just wondering.
Oh, my God. Why don't we call them stocking stuffers?
Yes.
I mean, they're not necessarily stocking stuffers. Your mouth is a stocking stuffer.
Oh, my God.
I definitely stuffed some stockings in Bunny's mouth a couple weeks ago.
You did.
Remember that?
You did. I watched it recently.
I do that to you sometimes, too.
I know.
It's hilarious.
Of course you do.
I see a pair of my socks over there on that pile.
You do. You've posted those. You posted those to Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully someone will. They are visibly, y'all,
like,
visibly crusty.
They're gross. They're so bad.
They're so bad.
They're really bad.
So if you want that in your life.
I mean... takes all kinds.
And you hear this podcast, you're like, oh, I want those.
Sure.
You know, just right in. We're not going to charge any more than we normally do. You just happen to get the crustiest pair I've ever touched.
They're really bad.
Oh, nasty. I just blarfed in my mouth a little.
Anyway,
so,
stocking stuffers. Foot fetish friendly.
What do you guys have in store for foot fetish friendly Christmas? I love seeing everyone's creative ideas. Maybe the topic is great for the podcast. Surprise, it is.
Okay, cool.
Have a great day or night.
Maybe I'll have both.
I think there's only one comment. There's one comment.
Okay. What is the one comment?
It's from our buddy Clayward 76.
Oh, Clayward.
Good old Clayward. I think a good idea would be foot coupons. It's a little cliche.
Yes, it is.
But those exist for a reason. If you know your partner has a foot fetish, and you might not, this could be a great way to show support. I do love it, but...
I am of the opinion...
Yes.
...that giving handmade coupons...
Go on.
...for, like, personal favors...
Yeah.
...is really fucking depressing.
A little bit, right?
Like, oh, I'm going to give you a coupon for a free back rub.
Like, what does that mean?
Maybe you ought to have the type of relationship where yeah. you can be like, hey, would you mind rubbing my back? And then they do it, and you don't have to, like... There's no, like fake commerce involved.
Or you ask them to rub your back, and they say, I don't really feel like it right now. And then I'm like, well, tough titty, I have this coupon. Now you must honor it.
Right?
So consent goes out the fucking window.
I remember reading this. It was like an am I the asshole or whatever on Reddit about this guy, and he was like in the middle of a fight with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And then he pulled out the free blowjob coupon that she had given him, and she was like, I can't believe you're going to do this right now. And he was like, well, you gave me this coupon. It says free blowjob anytime. And they're in the middle of this, like,
Little turned on by the idea of her being really angry and then giving him an angry blowjob.
That's incredibly ballsy. But, like, I would walk out right there and be like, you know, here's your coupon for a free fucking Uber ride to your new apartment.
I mean, yeah, of course. But
no,
if
a grown man gave me a book of handmade fucking coupons... if like a little kid gives you a thing of coupons for like, here, I'll do the dishes without asking, or I'll clean my room, or I'll whatever.
Side note, do you have any other ideas for your Christmas? Completely unrelated. I just need some ideas.
I don't know. I think that this is really more of a me thing, because a lot of other people tend to think that this is a really cute, sweet idea.
Sure.
But I don't know. It just feels like...
I mean, listen, I'm a little turned on by the idea of reducing you to an object that can be like a vending machine to fulfill...
You're turned on by the idea of me reducing you to an object.
Ooh.
No, you just want like a feet vending machine. I was making a joke the other day about what I was going to get Ramon for Christmas.
Oh,
and
God.
Looked up the picture of
thank
those,
you. Yes.
You know, those like silicone feet with like a pussy on the ankle. They look like severed human feet.
Okay, okay.
With just like, it's so strange.
So,
it's so strange. It's not sexy at all.
I was lamenting the fact the other day that I couldn't talk to anyone about this because no one cares. But I just realized we have a fucking platform.
You have
platform
an audience
here.
Of people.
All right, listen,
who
y'all.
Care.
I don't care if you agree with me or not. Those fucking listen. I have nothing against the fake feet stuff. Some of them look really cool, and I've never tried one. Maybe they're really fun. Here's the thing: if you put a pussy on a foot, you do not have a foot fetish. Someone without a foot fetish created that. That's not the fantasy. My fantasy is not, I'm going to fuck a pussy that's in a foot. That doesn't make any sense. Like, if anything, I'm going to grab both silicon feet and create, like, a foot job situation. I'm not going to, like, hope that this, in the middle of their soul or on the top of their, like, calf.
It is as though, oh, God.
Yeah.
So I'm actually looking at an article right now called "This Foot Fetish Sex Toy Is Doing It All Wrong."
Yes.
And
the toy
is called the Vajankle.
The Vajankle.
Because it has a vagina in the ankle, and it frankly,
yeah, that's,
it
yeah,
looks
that, yeah,
like a wound.
It looks like a severed
foot. It looks like a severed foot, and you're just going to fuck the wound where like the bone was ripped out.
Right. Oh my God.
There was, it's like there's this. So I tried to get Ramon to watch that show Dave that I like, because it's got this rapper in it that I like. And
Lil Dicky.
Ramon didn't like it. But there's this part in one of those episodes that gets, you didn't watch it because it was awkward humor. But there's this scene where he's got this like half a silicone sex doll. It's just like from the waist down. It's just the legs, feet, and pussy and ass. And I honestly, I do not understand the appeal of, I don't know. Never mind. I'm about to get like real dark. I'm about to get real dark. I think the idea
taking
of,
that first exit off dark highway here.
Man, I already talked about murders. It's just if you're buying like like essentially cut apart women's bodies. Like if you're gonna be here getting off on like a like, I don't know. I just think that's real fucking creepy. Listen, these feet look all right.
No, those look good. Those are the ones that decent. Like those. I could.
The soles don't look bad.
They remind
it's
me
just
of yours.
That you look up to the top, and it's got like that going on.
Yeah, and that's not.
And this, do they sell them in pairs?
Oh, that's a good question.
Like,
I imagine
because
not.
Who wants a single foot?
Well, I mean, it's half price.
I mean, or it's double if you want both.
Well,
I think
obviously,
you have
if it's
to
half
price.
Yeah. Yes, it's probably 1 foot at a time.
That's.
Well, you only have one dick. So.
Sure, but again, it's as you said. This
unless you're
made,
a magic double
this
dick.
This is made by someone who does not have a
right,
foot
fetish. Right, they don't have a foot fetish.
Because obviously. Holy shit, it's fucking $230.
They're really well made. I guess you could order like something for foot scent and put it on there, or I guess you could take someone's socks and
yeah,
rub them on there.
Yeah, you could use stinky socks. It's silicone, so I don't know. Does that?
I don't know. I've never
does that hold on to smell.
I've never tried to put smells onto things.
I think silicone usually the thing about silicone is that it washes really well. I'm looking. See, this is realistic silicone feet with
yeah.
vaginas.
Yes.
So I am unclear as to whether this is. Both are included or just one? This guy says the vagina feels really cheap, but the feet look realistic and you could give yourself a foot job if you really wanted to. I mean, that's extremely generous calling it a foot job. This is a very recent review too. It's just from September.
Listen, you've given me foot jobs and they've been amazing. You've definitely turned me around on them. But to give myself a foot job with feet, feels like a lot of extra work mm-hmm. when it's not really like adding anything to the mix. You know, it's not like a fleshlight where it's grabbing in a particular way. Uh-oh. What? That's a face. What have you discovered?
This guy says, after 7 months of continuous toe poundage, the left foot has developed athlete's foot and stinks like a. Wow, this I think that this is racist. He says, stinks like a.
Uh-oh.
Packed out. Indian cricket ground. I don't know what that means, but it sounds racist. It feels racist, right? All of that feels racist. I didn't say it. Brandon said it on April 20th, 2019.
What is that term? You keep reading and I'm going to look it up.
Indian cricket ground?
Hang on, I'm looking.
I mean, I guess he's referring to the sport cricket. Maybe some of our British / English / whatever listeners can tell me whether or not that's racist. It feels racist.
I think it's a little racist.
Anyway.
Yeah, it seems racist, yeah.
Okay, so basically, I think that they do sell the pair. Okay, I completely scrolled past the part where it says each order comes with 2 feet right and left.
Hot damn, sign me up.
So, okay, so it's about $115 per foot, but I don't think you can buy them individually.
Gotcha.
Product is 9 inches long. That's pretty small, right?
Size 9.
Size 9?
That's around. I mean,
where's a ruler?
It's roughly.
We do this. I feel like we do this fucking every goddamn podcast where we're like, how many inches long are my feet?
Well, you don't know because you're wearing 3 pairs of socks, you asshole.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. That's about 10 inches.
It's a rough thing. It's not always accurate, but it's
pretty
close.
Yeah, my feet are pretty rough. Thank you.
No, they're not. You wear 6 pairs of socks. They're the softest things in the world.
Okay, so 9 inches. Weigh 3 pounds. I don't know.
I've never weighed feet.
Okay, it says anti-fouling material. The skin is resistant to marks.
I don't like that
damage.
Term at all.
He says the inside of silicone vaginas is textured to feel like a real vagina. I don't believe the inside of my vagina is textured, but okay. It takes all kinds.
I mean, I don't know.
Can be used for vaginal sex or foot sex.
Or foot sex.
I think that describing
I'm gonna
it
put
as
that on a t-shirt
sex
for me.
Is again kind of a stretch. Yeah. Listen.
I'm listening.
Would you use these?
That's not a great picture of them.
Wow. You know what?
From that angle, they don't look great, but.
Well, there's like a whole host of angles there. Scroll
I'm looking at the
them,
angles.
Dude.
No.
No?
No, these are not my ideal feet.
Although I will say, like, the vaginas on those look way less wound-like than the one from the article.
Very true, very true.
These ones just look like, I don't know, little holes.
No, I've seen feet like this on ladies, and I'm like, no, thank you.
No?
Yeah, not my go-to.
What's wrong with
them? It's hard to describe. There's something about, they're a little too rounded on the edges.
Ah.
I like to be a clear delineation between sole and the rest of the foot. Also, I like my soles to be, I know this is seems counterintuitive based on what I just said, but I like my soles a little meatier.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, you have very good soles based on those. Like, there's very clear difference between your soles and your tops. Whereas that, it's just kind of a wash over the side. Just something I noticed. Didn't like the heels either.
Oh, my God. You can get way cheaper silicone feet on Amazon for, like, $50.
Get it. Merry Christmas to me.
Oh, never mind. These are just mannequin feet.
Oh, that's awful.
I mean, whatever. It takes all kinds.
Does it, though?
I'm trying to find out how much the vajankle costs.
The vajankle.
The vajankle is the one that looks like a... looks really gross.
Like a wound. Ew.
I'm really grossed out.
You should be.
I'm really grossed out. Nasty. Anyway, so the verdict is that... Not a good stocking.
Not so much.
Stuffer.
So what is?
Would be an actual,
so,
honest to goodness.
No on the
stuffer,
coupon. Sorry, Clayward.
For me personally, that's a no on the coupons.
If you and your partner are into the idea of that, go for it.
Clearly, we are not into the idea of that.
Like, I'd much rather just say, "Hey, Belle, could you put your feet on my face?" And you'll say, sure or no.
No. Also, for
like
what it's
conversation.
Worth, I used to be a cashier for a very long time. I am expert at rejecting coupons. I'd be like, I'm sorry, this is expired. This is only valid before 9 p.m. This one only works on the left foot, not on the right.
Oh, no.
Yeah. There would be so much fucking fine print on any coupon I would give you.
You should do that anyway.
It would be such a fucking hassle for you to even deal with. You wouldn't even bother. You'd be scrolling through your coupons trying to find one that worked.
Great.
It would be impossible.
That's a pretty funny gift.
I'll give you just like a book full of love coupons, but none of them work.
None of them work. They're not good for anything.
Except for the coupon that allows you to give me
this
a
one's
back
only
row.
Good on leap year. I would save that bastard up.
But only if Passover falls on a leap year. It never does.
I know.
That's the joke.
So socks are a good foot fetish friendly gift, like kind of sexy socks.
Socks are great. Socks are kind of the cliche, like...
Yeah, the dumb gift, but...
Dumb gift. But honestly, I was telling this to Ramon that I'm like the easiest person in the entire world to fucking shop for because just buy me socks.
True.
Like, I love socks. I'm currently wearing this pair of like sparkly, sparkly cable knit socks that are so fucking cozy. There's like three layers of like super...
Do
super,
y'all
super
remember... Have you seen the new Cloudy with a Chance
almost
of Meatballs?
Almost like I wasn't talking about my socks. It's almost like you just interrupted me in the middle.
I describe it better than you. Remember in Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs how he spray paints those sparkly things on his feet and he can never get them off? That's what they look like.
They're like slipper socks and they have the little grippy things on the bottom. So I constantly feel like I'm stepping on something like sticky.
That sounds awful.
Upsetting. It's I don't like that part.
Another good foot fetish gift is that book that we described back in our literature one. The one that's just called Foot. You got it for me for Christmas, I think.
Oh, I mean,
for
birthday. Do you consider that to be a good book?
It's better than a book not about feet.
Well, I mean, yeah, but we looked at a bunch of other foot fetish books. There was that what was the name of the kamikaze? Wasn't it? It was kamikaze something or other. The lady who writes like foot fetish erotica, who is almost certainly not a lady.
Oh, shit. I forgot her name.
No, you know what? I take that back. It probably is a lady. Men don't write erotica.
No, we don't.
And if they did, it would be... Actually, no. There's this one guy that I used to follow on Tumblr who wrote really, really excellent erotica.
So I found some more foot fetish gifts.
Okay, cool.
I searched for foot fetish gifts.
Oh, gross. Okay, tell me all about it.
I don't know why I didn't do it on here so you can see, too. Hang
on. No, that's fine. You describe it to me. I can't wait.
I got you.
I'm waiting.
We're just describing it to the fans
anyway. I'm waiting.
But okay. Fetish. Gifts.
Don't go into incognito or anything. That's fine. Your computer should just be in a constant state of incognito. Like, ew.
Here we go.
Etsy.
Yeah, I'll go to Etsy next.
Yeah.
So, okay. I don't know about like some of these just pictures.
So we're looking at Redbubble.
I think these are stickers.
We're looking at Redbubble. We're seeing like stickers and t-shirts and stuff. Yeah.
So one of them got feet. So I love the idea that someone is so brazen with their foot fetish that they would wear.
They're going to put a fucking bumper sticker up. Like.
Right. Like, I mean,
got
listen.
Got feet, that's offensive to amputees.
If I was a little more comfortable about being out, I would at least consider it.
Out?
Yeah, you know,
consider
just,
that like out. You need to
not
come
really.
Out.
You know, it's,
ugh, I hate that.
You don't have to come out with it, but it's
no,
like
no, don't.
I hide it because you shouldn't be presenting your. It's like wearing like, hey, I lick good pussy, like all over your shirt.
Well, it's
those
like
assholes.
Wearing, it's like wearing like something that advertises your BDSM or whatever. Like,
yeah, you're right.
The entire
dumb.
World doesn't need to know about what you're into sexually.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So I'm gonna I'm gonna go ahead and give this two toes down.
It's the male fantasy that if I talk about my sexuality, it will turn on someone.
Right.
Who's
yeah.
will suddenly be like, oh, that's interesting. Let's talk about that.
Oh, you're in defeat. Yeah. Oh,
right.
You want to suck my toes? Like, no.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's
obvious. That's not a scenario that ever actually occurs. But
there's suck my toes.
Suck my toes.
There's a shirt that says foot licker. And it's in the style of Foot Locker.
That's actually kind of funny.
That's kind of funny. Like, you could wear that. It's still kind of gross, but it's also a little funny.
There's a little sheriff's badge that says Foot Hunter. I don't
that's
really
weird.
Know what that's about. I think
cock
a lot of
inspector.
This... gross. The federal female body inspector. You know that one.
There's this weird one that looks like a Patagonia t-shirt that says, I just really like feet, okay? Like, that's weirdly aggressive. Like...
I think
defending yourself.
No, I think that that's a reference to something.
Oh, is
else.
It a reference? Oh.
I think it's. Yeah, I feel like that's.
I'm not good at this.
That. Oh, this one's called Foot Bitch.
Oh, Foot Bitch.
Nice.
There's another with a classy, like multi. I guess
that's
it's
not
classy.
Classy.
I just.
That's not.
It's got weird neon colors.
Like, it's
hard to describe. I won't try to describe
when,
that.
When like creepy people from DeviantArt decide that they want to make money and just start Ew. Just like put their stuff on a t-shirt and try to sell it. It's
yeah, you're right.
It's
dumb.
It's dumb. I think that Etsy will give us possibly Etsy will give us better quality.
Oh yeah, let's check out Etsy. So there was a
I desperately need you to pause it.
Okay. I guess we could take a break. Let's take an honest to God break. How about that?
I don't care what you do.
We'll be back after this message. She is going to go pee.
Oh
we'll be right back.
Hello, friends. Dr. Bell from Ramon's Faceful of Feet Clip Store here to bring you Ramon's Faceful Human Furniture.
Human furniture?
Did you know? According to science, the human face is the most comfortable piece of furniture in the world.
Science!
Science. It's the ideal seat for butts both big and small.
Big, small.
Bare feet fit perfectly within its contours.
Contours.
Do your feet smell?
Ew.
Don't worry. Your piece of human furniture will never complain.
Oh.
Or be able to.
No.
Our human furniture is comfy, squishy,
ew.
Sometimes squeaky, but always the perfect place to rest your smelly, bare feet and butt. But don't take my word for it. Come on down to RamonFaceful.com and see our numerous examples for yourself with over 700 clips of foot smothering, face sitting, and the finest human furniture on the web today. RamonFaceful.com. Human furniture clips. Have a seat.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we're back. Belle had to poop.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Here for all the poop fetishists in the crowd.
Doo-doo guys, I call them.
We fucking record in the morning, man. It's morning. I just drank my coffee. I got, you know.
You got shit to do.
Someday I'll tell you guys about the time Ramon pooped his pants.
Oh, God damn it.
Like, one of many times that Ramon pooped his pants.
Twice in 1 year.
Yeah, so, and then once a few months ago. Remember that?
That's how
I had to go upstairs and get you new underwear.
Anyway. So on to Etsy's foot fetish gifts.
Thank you. Yeah, let's see some like nice handmade macrame feet.
I've perused this already.
Okay.
While you were out doing your thing.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'll just step back and let you do the fucking podcast then.
You're going to enjoy it.
All right. Let me see.
So first off, we have an ornament that says I heart and it has a picture of two pairs of feet.
Oh, wow. I love footprints. Feet. Funny foot fetish glass ornament. Okay.
Hilarious.
All right. Sure. Yeah.
Hey, kids, look at what mommy and daddy like.
I mean, you don't necessarily have to have kids, but why are you going to turn a Christmas tree into like...
I know.
Neither Jesus Christ nor the Holly King approve of that, guys. Keep it in the bedroom, not in your fucking...
There's a foot soap that is shaped like a foot. That could be funny.
Is it 4 feet? I mean, for washing feet?
I mean, sure.
Okay, scroll up. What am I?
If you have a fetish for getting clean, then you will love this foot-shaped soap. It contains mango, cocoa, and shea butters because your skin deserves the best.
That sounds terrible.
Get the soap for you, your podiatrist, or your favorite friend with a foot fetish. So I think it's just soap.
It's just soap. Yeah, just soap. It's just mango scented.
So you could like rub the foot on your face, you know?
I mean, it's a decent. Yeah, I mean, it's whatever.
It's fun. It's just a fun little. It's $5.
It's a fine mold. How big is it? Scroll down. There's a picture of a.
It's about little.
So it's like the size of like a tiny baby foot.
It's a baby foot. You like baby feet. You creep.
Wow.
Anyway, I like this male nude wall art.
I like that too.
He's got his feet propped up towards
like,
the.
That's like one of my. I really like that watercolor. I think that's very.
But
cute.
It's a look on his face. He's got a ha ha look on his face.
He's happy. He's having a good time.
This guy's having a good time.
I'm not paying $30 for a male nude watercolor, but you know, it takes all kinds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Somebody somewhere maybe will. So I'm seeing toe rings, stickers. It looks like basically the same thing.
First off, I love socks that have writing on the bottom because it makes me look at the bottom of the feet, which I love.
Uh huh.
But this one says, if you can read this. Tickle my feet.
No.
Which nobody wants you to do.
No,
that.
No,
nobody
never.
Wants that. I mean, I like the ones I'm like, oh, if you see this, bring me a glass of wine or whatever. It's just the idea that in order to tell the joke, this lady has to show me the bottoms of her feet.
Yeah, yeah. I She's like intentionally that. Showing you the bottoms of her feet.
I like it.
Yeah, sure.
There's a sticker. We'll get to that in a second. There's a sticker that says, has a pair of feet, and it just says, nice. But they have red toenail polish.
Yeah.
So I'm fucking out.
Yeah, Ramon's not into it.
For some reason, there's a mouse pad that says I heart midget porn, and it seems to be a running gag because I've seen it a couple of times throughout this Etsy.
That's like it's not related. Oh, it's God. it's not really related at all.
No.
And
there's a mug next to it that says these toes ain't gonna suck themselves.
Those appear to be really crudely drawn, unsexy cartoon feet.
Right. Like, what?
No one wants to suck those toes.
What? Who's drinking out of that? What awful person is just yeah, you're going to suck my toes?
Somebody got that for somebody as a joke. Yeah. These are mostly, I think most people are going to be getting these as jokes.
Yeah.
For, like, their coworker who really, really doesn't like feet.
Yeah.
Side note, I do want to point out that midget is not the preferred nomenclature.
No.
And we do not use that term around here.
No.
Persons of short stature. I wish that...
Except for wrestlers. Wrestlers like to be called... They prefer the term midget.
I like the term dwarf the best.
I mean, yeah.
Because of the connotations of like living in...
If
living
I were a little person, I would demand people call... First off, I'd be fine with any name. This is me saying
if
this not
I
as a
little
person.
If I were a
little
person, I would be LARPing as a dwarf.
All the time.
I would never not have an axe.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
It would be amazing. Like, I would go to the grocery store. They'd be like, okay, that'll be $80. And I'd be like, I have this bag of jewels. Like...
That you were going to make a joke like, can we cut the price in half? But
no,
you went a different route.
You and I went very different places.
Let me ask you a question.
That one's good.
There's a button that says show me, and it has footprints. So, like, I guess demanding people to show you their feet, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, that stone coaster. I like that.
That's kind of classy. That's
some quality artwork.
It's understated. It's a pair of feet walking.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I just thought of a foot related Christmas thing that we need to talk about.
Go on.
That fucking leg lamp from A Christmas Story.
The leg lamp. Here, we'll bail on the rest of this because it all looks terrible.
This is terrible. This is all horrible.
Go on.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
I hate A Christmas Story.
Yeah, she sucks.
I hate that movie.
So good. I haven't watched it in years because of you.
No, I know. It's terrible. I remember the last time we watched it. We were at your brother's house on Christmas Day. And we were, because it's on, they play it for like 24 straight hours on that one channel. Anyway, I hate that movie. It makes me really, really, really sad.
Hate's a Christmas classic.
Yeah, I don't consider it to be a Christmas classic.
What about the leg? It's a leg.
I don't like it. I don't like it, and I am of the opinion. Yeah, I know. I'm of the opinion that his mother was completely justified in not wanting it in the house.
That's also the joke. Yes,
his father was fucked up by bringing it in.
That's the joke. You're describing the joke. It's nobody's like, yeah, let him have that foot lamp. No, everyone is siding with the mother. That's the gag, is
really?
That the father is really shitty. For he won this thing from some sweepstakes, and he's like, yeah, I got to put it up. And everyone's going, no, you don't put that up.
The little boy
joke.
Really liked it, though, because he was like, that was his like coming of age moment with looking at that leg.
It's the 50s.
Looking
at
that big old
If you don't sexualize children, it's not the 80s.
Yikes. Yeah.
But, you know, that is the joke, that it's a very crude lamp that no one should want in their home.
I guess you're right. That is the joke. Although I always
And then she breaks it, so.
Good. Yeah. I always kind of felt like there was a, I always got vibes from it that like, you know, I don't know.
That's what you do. Maybe you should watch it again.
No, I don't like it. Don't like it.
How about counterpoint? 24 hours straight, watch it.
No.
And you can't move.
I don't like
Clockwork Orange.
Like the way everyone is so mean to that little boy.
You have a problem with adults being slightly mean to children. You feel the same way about Home Alone, which is weird.
Like
they're rude to that little boy.
My issue with Home Alone isn't the robbers. My issue is that his uncle calls him a loser.
The meantime, you mock our children relentlessly with a mocking voice, mocking their own voice. So shut
they
the fuck up.
They know I love them. I just remember when I was a kid watching Home Alone and feeling really uncomfortable with how unkind all of his family was to him.
I guess.
I don't like how all the adults are so mean to the child in A Christmas Story. I hate the depiction of Santa. I hate it. It's terrible. Also, one time when I was a kid, I got my tongue stuck to something cold outside.
Oh, so you're an idiot.
No. I didn't stick it. I thought.
So,
Belle,
how did it happen?
So I thought that there was snow on this railing. We were leaving like church or the library or something.
Ah,
there was
snow.
A metal
so
railing.
Get on that.
And I thought it was snow. And I was like,
I'm going to lick that snow like an idiot.
I was literally like 3, maybe 4. It's one of my
first
memories.
Well, you were a dumb shit 3-year-old.
It's one of my first memories. And I went to lick it up, and I immediately pulled my tongue off, not realizing that what I had licked wasn't snow. It was just, in fact,
straight ice.
And it hurt my tongue real bad. But
that explains your lack of taste.
I always feel like, now, I didn't get my tongue stuck.
Yeah.
But I never really understand how one gets their tongue stuck. Wouldn't your breath just heat up the pole enough that it would melt and like let your tongue loose?
No. I don't know. I've never done it because I'm not a fucking moron who licks things.
I honestly wanted to.
A general rule,
you definitely do lick
things. Isn't there a song in a Futurama episode about not licking things in that kids show episode?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, don't lick it.
Whatever.
Don't do it.
Whatever. I've definitely seen you lick way grosser things than a fucking pole, so.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So that's your Christmas gift section. Let's get to some much-needed feedback.
Feedback.
So we have a few audios that came in. One that I've been sleeping on for a while now, so I feel bad. That's why I had that up. Hang on, I'll find it again. Where did it go? Let's pull up new episode. Doesn't matter. Oh, quick upload. Look at you.
What?
Messages. Sorry, I'm going to put my mic on them so you can hear them. The first one is psychological reasons for feet fetish by a nurse.
Oh, okay.
She sent this in a long time ago, so I feel real bad.
Is this a female nurse or a male nurse?
No, it's a female nurse.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Wow.
What?
We turned that damn alarm off. Jesus. Goddamn professionals over here. Okay, here we go. I want to pull up my...
Hi, my name's Alexis. I'm 22, and I'm a nurse, and I'm continuing my education in the health field. And without sounding, you know, like a brat, I am a pretty girl, but I never saw my feet as something sexual. That is until I started looking at the biological and physiological traits that might lead someone to find feet attractive. And something really interesting that I found out was that like the erogenous zones, when you touch people's feet, it is closest to the groin area, which is extremely sexually arousing. So yeah, if you want to turn someone on, touch their feet.
I don't know that I quite follow that.
I don't either.
I thought it made, like, when I listened to it months ago, it made more sense. But now I'm like, wait, you're touching psychological. I've often heard that, like, that the nerves for your feet are nearest to your groin and your brain, but I don't know that there's any real correlation.
My understanding
there
was just that, like, as far as like psychological reasons for foot fetish goes, was that like the part of the brain that processes like attraction to like the genitals is right next to the part of the brain that processes attraction to the feet, and your wires just sort of got like a little bit flipped
right
up.
Yeah, it makes sense to I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
I don't know. But I do know that, like, I don't know, for a huge percentage of the population are not aroused by having their feet touched.
No.
Like, probably most people are aroused by having their feet touched. So, I mean, for some people, absolutely, maybe it does. But, I mean, I don't know. Even, like, people with foot fetishes generally aren't... Usually, it's not into having their own feet touched. It's into touching other people's feet.
Right.
You're attracted to feet, but you're not necessarily attracted to people.
Yeah, that's a good point. This theory's out the fucking window.
Ah.
God damn you.
That's... Bunk, Alexis. But Alexis? Thanks. Was that Alexis?
Yeah, Alexis. Alexis. Thanks for writing in. We appreciate
Alexis,
it.
Alexis, is your life hard now? Do you have like a problem with that that Alexa thing? Is that
well, she's not
things?
She's Alexis, not Alexa.
Billy Joel's daughter is named Alexa, and there was definitely a point where I thought that was a really cool name, but now you can't name anybody that.
Is there a Downeaster Alexa? Is that a
He
thing?
Named his boat after his daughter.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he has a side note, that's one of my favorite Billy Joel songs.
Good song.
Stormfront is a great record, and Downeaster Alexa is a fucking amazing song.
Tim and
also,
Tom agree with you.
I know. Fucking love it. Also, Alexis, you have a really nice voice.
Yeah. Your voice is great.
Voice is very nice. Also, good for you for being a nurse at the age of 22.
That's awesome. Now on to our other feedback, which is a little shorter. Happy Feet Friday from Brisky.
What?
No, Brazil. From Brazil. From Brazil.
What?
They misspelled Brazil. I've listened to this before. It's from Brazil.
Oh, okay.
These
yes.
are Brazilian fellas. Here we go.
Hi, Bella and Ramon. Me and my high school friends, we love your podcast. Lots of love from Brazil. Woo, we love feet. We were just wondering when you guys will one day come to Brazil. And yeah. We really want to smell your feet in Brazil. Thanks.
Happy Feet Friday.
Happy Feet Friday.
So, okay. If I'm going to be completely honest, when I first heard this, I thought, okay, this is Ramon.
I thought so too.
For sure.
I thought that was definitely the Ramon guy. So, okay.
The fact that there's a couple of bros.
Your friends are not currently in high school, right?
They say high school? I missed
that. He said high school. Me and my high school friends.
Oh. No, I think...
Friends from high school?
Possibly. Mm. Either way. So they're either trolling us, which is not a very good troll, or they genuinely sit around listening to a foot fetish podcast together.
Nah, sure. Go for it. Well, at least this one guy does.
Well, there was two of them. You heard them. There are two guys
yeah.
in there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's go to Brazil. Is that Carnival?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, let's go.
Let's do it.
Sweet.
Nearly 100% of my knowledge about Brazil is from... Wasn't there an episode of The Simpsons where they went to Brazil?
Yeah.
They went to Carnival because Lisa was looking for her little Brazilian pen pal friend.
That's funny. My knowledge is from the Three Caballeros cartoon with Donald Duck from, you know, the 40s.
Was that Brazil?
Yeah. One part of it was Brazil.
Brazil is Portuguese, right? They speak Portuguese in Brazil?
Yes.
Okay.
They do.
So... That's going to complicate things. I speak a like I could maybe get by with like in a Spanish speaking country.
Sure, sure.
But not a Portuguese speaking country. Because
Belle, you're super cute. You can get away anywhere.
Okay, I El Mayo is gonna fucking. He's gonna be my translator.
Good.
He's gonna be my guide around Brazil. Okay. Don't they have that giant statue of Jesus on top of the mountain?
It's in Rio de Janeiro.
Is that in Brazil? Yeah. Okay. Cool. I want to see that.
Yeah. Sure.
I want to see that.
Christ the Redeemer.
Go check it out.
All right, on to regular feedback.
Regular feedback.
Here's feedback from Clean Heart Twisted Mind.
All right. I'm Clean Heart Twisted Mind. I'm 29. That's adorable. From Denmark. That's also adorable. Mm-hmm. I love that.
It's like our Painty Toes is from... she's from Belgium, right? Oh, God. Oh, God,
those
I'm so sorry.
Very, very
I know they're different countries. Oh, I'm so bad at this.
Denmark.
I am from Europe.
I want to go to Denmark. You know who else is from Denmark? Hamlet.
Is that
Hamlet?
He is. Is that supposed to be funny? Like what? That's like. I mean, did you know Romeo is from Italy? Like, there's no joke here. Just a dumb shit.
We're not talking about Italy.
All right, fine. Denmark. Yes, Hamlet's from there. Thanks.
Damn, Romeo.
Do you know who else is from Denmark?
Do tell.
Hamlet's father.
Oh, my God. Shit, dude. Do you know who else is from Denmark?
Who?
Hamlet's stepfather.
Oh, the play's the thing. Wow, you're an asshole. You're the
Claudius. Claudius. What was the name of Hamlet's dad?
Oh, shit. I forget.
Yeah, right?
He's got a name, too.
It's not Polonius.
Polonius it's definitely not Polonius.
Polonius was Laertes' dad.
That's right.
I don't Claudius remember. Claudius was stepdad. Look it up.
I'll look it up. You keep reading and doing goddamn podcast.
Anyway, welcome back to Hamlet Cast. Clean Heart Twisted Mind says, 29 years old from Denmark, says, I've been wanting to write you for ages, but never found the guts to do it before now. I'm sorry in advance for my extremely long feedback story, but I have lots to share. This will probably be one of many times you hear from me.
Hey, you know what his name is? Guess what his fucking name is. Guess what his fucking name is. Hurry up and guess. You get three guesses.
Was it Hamlet?
It was fucking Hamlet.
So wait a minute. Hamlet was actually Hamlet Jr.?
Yeah, it is Hamlet Jr. God damn you, Shakespeare.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
What was Hamlet's last name?
See, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe Hamlet was his
last
name.
Probably also Hamlet.
Right. I don't know. Is it Hamlet? No, they're both named Hamlet. That's all there is. It's stupid.
Did people have last name? Hey.
I don't care.
Clean Heart Twisted Mind. Did people have last names in Denmark the fucking 1400s?
Very important.
Tell me.
Yeah.
Anyway. We've
gotten one sentence. Go ahead.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. What are we doing?
I don't know.
Okay. So Clean Heart Twisted Mind says, my foot adventure.
Did you skip this?
No, I read it. You were fucking reading about Hamlet.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
My foot adventure started in kindergarten at the age of 5 or 6. It was around there I knew something was up. The fun thing was, it started kind of usual.
Unusual.
Unusual. Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess it all kind of started kind of unusual.
Indeed.
In kindergarten, there was this girl. Let's call her S. Let's call her. Okay, sure. I like when people are like, let's call her this, and then don't ever refer to her by that for the rest of the story.
Correct.
Like, we don't have to call her anything.
We don't have to call her shit. It's like, there was this girl, yeah.
She was stunning. Okay, she's 5, but all right. Had curly
hair. You ever met a stunning 5-year-old?
No. No, 5-year-olds can't, by definition, be stunning.
Boom.
She had curly hair, extremely charming, sweet, and she was born with a birth defect.
What a twist.
Wow. She had something called amniotic band syndrome, which meant that her hands and fingers weren't all developed.
What?
Yeah. It's when there's like bands of amniotic fluid that like wrap themselves around the body or limbs of the baby.
Yeah.
When they're in the womb. Oftentimes it's very fatal. If it affects like the body or the head or neck or something, it like the baby always dies. But if it's just the hands or feet, there's just hand or feet or leg or arm deformities. Yeah. So her hands and fingers weren't all developed. Both hands and feet, she had multiple fingers/toes that were 3/4 of length or less without a nail on it, like it was amputated. I found it extremely fascinating, and I found her hands and feet unbelievably beautiful.
Okay.
I loved the unique and special look of them. I was lucky enough to actually call her my quote-unquote girlfriend for several years. Aw. Throughout kindergarten into preschool. Things are different in Denmark.
Yeah, I guess so.
And then we had a short pause because she moved to another school. We got together again in the early teens. Wow, quite an on-again, off-again whirlwind. Geez. We broke up later. We are still very close friends, though.
That's nice.
She made me into not only feet, but also hands/fingers. More on that later.
Ooh.
In my early teens, I started to question and investigate my kinks on my dad's computer on the internet.
Oh, geez.
Which was still a new thing back then. You're 29. No, it wasn't. Well, maybe things are different in Denmark. I don't know. I quickly found out that I was apparently a devotee, which means I am attracted to disabled women.
Are we sure we didn't read this feedback already?
No, I've never read this.
Okay, good.
No, I think no. He says, in my case, primarily amputees. It's kind of a paradox that I like amputees, mainly leg amputees, since I also like feet. At first, I thought I only liked amputees, but then decided to expand my horizon since I found out going after only amputees was a very small market. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I think that maybe a lot of people who are amputees might consider that being somewhat fetishized.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess.
I don't know. At 14, I got my first actual, quote unquote, girlfriend, a non-disabled girl. I quickly found out, since we started slowly investigating the whole sexual aspect of a relationship, that I didn't only like amputees, but also normal feet and hands a lot.
And then I chopped her foot off and we're good.
Yikes. Yikes. Took a dark, dark turn. gentle foot rubs, then kissing. I'm skipping over this because it's about a 14-year-old. No, whatever. I mean, like, worship her feet, whatever. You do whatever you want, but
sure.
You're fucking 14, so. He says, I'm very picky about the feet I like, and my main focus is the toes and its nails. They need to have specific characteristics before I find them attractive. The feet and dimensions of the nails is always my first judgment area. Belle's toes are a perfect example of what I find attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you.
You have great toes.
There needs to be harmony and balance between the length and width of the toes and the nails on them. If the nails look too big for the toes, I simply don't find them attractive. And then there is Clean Heart Twisted Mind's profile picture. It says, but I see no picture.
There was no picture in the email either.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. He says, side note, a fun fact that I discovered by doing my own year-long test of my own hypothesis. Uh-oh. I want to know more about this test. I want to know about your scientific method. Most women with fingers that I find attractive also have attractive toes. It's only been a few cases where this hypothesis wasn't confirmed. Fingers, for me, need to fill the same characteristics as feet. Harmony and balance in dimensions and shapes. I'm sorry for my long rant, but I think I got carried away. Thanks for doing the podcast. It made me so much more comfortable about my foot fetish. You two are amazing people. Yours truly, Clean Heart, Twisted Mind.
You're welcome, Clean Heart.
You are very welcome, and we love you too.
I have also, as you've heard on the podcast, had that hypothesis that the palms of the hand and the soles of the feet are very similar, often.
So sometimes I put my hand on Ramon's face and he gets like
a little turned on there.
All excited. Like I definitely see that. The hands and feet are closely related.
They are.
I bet it's really fun having a hand fetish.
Be right? So easy.
Just like all the time. Like you meet anyone, you get to immediately shake their hand.
I mean, I know it exists. I've just never, I mean, not that I would have been like met someone who's got a hand fetish, but right? I don't think I just don't believe. Well, maybe they do. There's hand over mouth smother, so that is a big thing. So I don't know. I just don't. I guess I don't run in those circles, so I don't know what that whole experience is like.
I'm gonna need to know more, Clean Heart, Twisted Mind. I'm gonna need to know more about your hand fetish.
I don't think he has a hand fetish. I think he just
He says he's into fingers and hands.
Oh shit! You're right. You're right.
Because the little girl had little stubby fingers.
I'm now gonna read the next one.
Okay, great.
This is Wisdom. Our good buddy Wisdom.
Yeah.
Hey, Belle and Ramon. Great to hear from you. Been a while. I didn't realize how much I missed the sound of your voices until I started listening. Especially Belle's sexy voice. Start over.
Thanks.
You do. Redo.
Thanks.
Start from the beginning.
I'm not going to start
from
the beginning.
God damn it.
You're right, and I'm so glad you landed on Foot Fetish Pod, because that's exactly why I searched for you and found you, LOL. He's responding to specific things that we talked about on the last podcast.
Right.
But I was not aware of that. Anyway, he says, anyway, feet in horror is an interesting topic. Off top, I can think of more than a few horror movies that have good foot scenes. It seems like low camera angle focused on bare feet precariously walking forward is a fairly common technique used to build suspense and tension. Also, feet in shower scenes seem common too.
Very good point.
Some feet that come to mind are Nancy's in A Nightmare on Elm Street, the movie Slither Bathtub Feet, The Evil Dead Reboot, Dawn of the Dead, A Quiet Place, Happy Death Day, Paranormal Activity. Remember how hot the girl was in Paranormal Activity?
She was okay.
She had amazing boobs.
She had good
super
boobs.
Super amazing. And I'm just sitting there waiting the whole time. I'm like, come on.
Come on,
and
show
they don't give us
no,
a titty
they don't.
Shot.
They
and
don't.
It was bullshit. Anyway, it follows exorcism. She's 12, so
yeah.
Well, maybe he's not talking about the
it's just
exorcism.
No exorcism movies.
Exorcism movies, okay.
Not that one specifically.
All right, fair. And Cherry Falls, just to name a few. I've not heard of that one.
I haven't either.
I don't know for sure. Like I said, never thought about it till now. But it does seem like horror movies have plenty of scenarios that might lead to having more feet scenes in them. I'll have to do some research, LOL. Love hearing about Belle's Skyrim experience. And honestly, anything you talk about, you guys are hilarious. Love and appreciate you. I don't mean to brag or anything, but I did become the Archmage of the Wizards College. And I graduated Bard's College. So
she knows one spell.
I know multiple spells, but I never use them. I used, so there's this fucking thing, right? And in order to like defeat the evil orb and become Archmage of the Wizards College, you had to have this staff. And I went on this whole fucking quest and I got this staff. And then I go back and there's this guy with this orb and I'm beating him with my axes. And I don't know why he's not dying. And there's nothing I'm doing. I'm beating him with my axes. I'm like, okay, well, maybe I'll just, you know, beat him with a sword or like a mace or something. And nothing's working. And I had to look it up and I'm like, what the hell do I do? And it's like, dude, dipshit, use the staff. Like fucking Game Facts or whatever was like, the Skyrim wiki was like, dude, use the fucking staff. And I'm like, oh, right. The fucking staff that I just went on like this 5-dungeon-long quest to get. I had to use the staff.
You're so dumb.
I had to use the staff, and it took like 5 seconds. Once the orb was defeated, then I could kill the evil wizard. He was a fucking Thalamor guy. The Thalamor are like the evil elves.
We all know. Everyone knows what
Do
a Thalamor
we know?
Is.
Do
oh,
we
yeah.
know? I don't know. I don't know if we know. Yeah, and then I went to Bard College, and I'm not allowed to marry the head of the Bard's College, who's the only hot elf that I've ever seen so far. I'm into that. I'm into the leader of the Bard's College. Mm. Ramon, on the other hand,
yeah.
He killed War Maiden.
Sure. I did. I didn't kill War Maiden.
Your actions indirectly led to her death.
What are you talking about? I appeared, a vampire showed up. She went to fight it. It killed her. How is this my fault?
She was kind of a pain in the ass anyway.
And she kept talking about how she wasn't the best blacksmith. Like,
right? I'm like, first of all, don't sell yourself short. Second of all, like, I don't know how you're going to expect to do business if your introduction is, I don't claim to be the best blacksmith in Whiterun. I'm like, okay, well then I'll go visit the guy who is the best blacksmith. How about that? Like, and then she's like, and then she's always like, you know, my father, he consults the Jarl, but you know, you think he does all that work by himself? And I'm like, listen, you clearly have some insecurity issues related to your dad's relationship with the Jarl. And also, your dad doesn't live here anymore. Your dad is a fucking Whiterun refugee in a fucking basement in a palace in Solitude. And he yells at me every time I go down there. Have you ever been to the basement in the Solitude Blue Palace?
I have not.
All the people that you defeated when you like took over Whiterun, they're there and they're so mad. They're all sitting in that basement. You walk down there and they're like, I hope you get eaten by an ogre. They're so fucking mean. They're really mean. The elf lady, because I was a Jarl of Whiterun, and
You were a Thane of
White
Run.
No, I was a Thane of White Run. And that Jarl really liked me. Yeah. He had put his trust in me. He was so mad at me when I came in with Ulfric Stormcloak and we fucking burned that place down. He was really...
It's weird they're still alive or around at all, you know?
They're not around. They're just like in this basement.
I wonder if there's anything you could do to help them.
Fuck them. Fuck those guys. They, first of all... They were super mean to me when I went into that basement.
Super mean? You burned them out of their homes.
I did definitely kill that guy's... not the house Carl. I killed his like steward or something. Because his house Carl is still really mean to me, and she tells me that she hopes I get lost in the woods and eaten by wolves.
Oh, her.
She's that, yeah, that like blue Earlef. Elf lady. Yeah.
Well, you killed Avenichi?
I think so.
That's War Maiden's father, so good job.
Whoops. Oh, my God. Guys... Wait, did we talk about this last time? Did we talk about the fact that you killed my orc boyfriend?
Maybe.
Did we talk about this?
No, I don't think so.
I don't remember.
Well, talk about
I don't remember if we talked about it, but you guys, there's this orc.
I think we did. Go ahead.
I'm going to talk about it again. In case you missed it last time, there's this orc that I really like. He's a bard. He lives in, not Markarth, Marval?
Markal?
Marthal?
Something
Marthal.
Like that, yeah.
He lives in Marthal. It's like this sad, sad little backwoods swamp town. What it is.
Go on. Tell me the sad, sad
it's
story.
It's a sad, sad backwoods swamp town. And one time there was this guy, right? And he had this wife and daughter that he burned alive in the house. And then, because he was under the spell of a vampire... Well, you should go and kill this vampire since you're on your vampire.
What does this have to do with your orc boyfriend?
Anyway, I'm just talking a story. I'm telling you a story about Marthal. Anyway.
I don't care about Marthal.
So there's this orc, and he's a bard in the inn at Marthal, and he's my favorite, and I love him. And one time, Ramon was making his way through Marthal in his game, and I was like, oh, you should go visit my bard, my boyfriend. I can't marry him. He's not a marriageable candidate, which is bullshit. It's insane. I love him so much. He's got like dreadlocks and he's like a really, really skinny little beta orc, which is kind
oh
of like kind of embarrassing. He's not like a big, super like sexy blacksmith orc, but he's just like a little guy.
He's a wee little man.
He's a little guy.
He's a little Matt Damon
no,
orc.
Like, no, he's not short. He's tall. He's like lanky though, which is not my type at all, but he's got a really, really handsome orc face. He's got like those big teeth and he's got like dreadlocks and he's a bard and he plays his lute really well and I'm like ugh, smitten and I'm like Ramon go check out my orc boyfriend in this inn and Ramon goes in and I was like I don't know man I can't find him he was dead because Ramon had killed him on a prior quest
he had to be murdered it was part of the Dark Brotherhood storyline
that's
bullshit. He's the worst bard in Skyrim
no the worst bard in Skyrim there's some girl in like maybe, oh, what's that place where you go, ugh, fucking, I don't remember. There's some girl in some inn way far up north, and she claims to be the best bard in Skyrim. And then she starts singing, and she's fucking terrible.
Wow.
She's really awful. The joke is that she sings super off key and really horrible. And it's really fucking funny.
I'll have to check her out.
I think she's at, what's that place where you go and you have to put the razor together? You have to... What's that town?
Dawnstar.
Dawnstar. I think she's in Dawnstar.
Well, on to Tommy Toughnuts.
Oh, my God. Welcome back to the Skyrim cast.
So he wrote this. This is in italicized.
Who?
Is something.
Who is this?
Tommy Toughnuts. You don't remember Tommy Toughnuts?
I do remember Tommy Toughnuts.
Goddamn right. So listen to me before you keep babbling on.
Okay.
He wrote this email. This part was in a different color and italicized. If you want to look it over real quick. I don't know if he wanted us to read it or not. You make the judgment call. Seemed fine to me. But I wanted to give you the chance to look it over live on the air instead of before.
Okay,
we started
thanks. Okay. Okay, sure.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it. Let's
go
do
ahead.
It. Let's
there
do
you it. Go. Tommy Toughnuts, go.
Dear Ramon and Belle, I wrote in to express how much I loved the verbal banter between the two of you, and I was happily surprised to hear my email made it to the following podcast within 17 hours. Well, it didn't this time.
No.
Not even 17 days.
No.
And then in italics... I lost my place in which episode I was listening to going in order. My job has this horrible tendency of getting in the way of important life lessons you are trying to provide. Anyway, I got confused where I was in your podcast and simply went to the last episode, number 56, Trick or Treat, Smell My Feet. And holy shit, you read my email.
Hey, guess what? We're doing it again.
Yeah, we're doing it again.
Woo!
You fucking, like, buckle up.
Buckle up, buckaroo.
He says, were your ears ringing? Did you somehow know that I needed to hear the silly, dopey name I came up with, Tommy Tough Nuts, on your podcast? Tough Nuts.
Yeah, it's got the Z. It makes it edgy.
Mm-hmm. And it's Tommy with an I-E.
Right, and Tough, T-U-F-F.
Super tough. That's, like, extra tough.
Yeah.
Like, Tommy,
that's Tough. Tommy Toof Nuts.
Toof Newts.
He's, oh. Maybe he's from Denmark.
You know who else?
Tommy
Toof Nuts. You know who else is from Denmark?
Yeah. Not Fortinbra.
Hamlet Jr. Yeah. And Senior. He says.
Yeah.
Did you know I needed to hear not just Belle, but Ramon as well, laugh at the silly name I came up with? Dude, you guys had me at hello. What was that name, that movie? Jerry Maguire. Yeah, Miss Jerry Maguire. Yeah. I saw that movie once.
Everyone saw it once.
I know, right?
It was this weird thing in the 90s.
That was such a cultural phenomenon for a while.
I don't know why.
And
it's not that good of a movie.
It wasn't that good.
It was just hit the right note at the right time.
It was like everyone was super obsessed with fucking Tom Cruise. Was like sexiest man alive, even though he's like 5'4".
Yeah. And what's her face? Was that... Who's the girl in that?
Renee Zellweger.
Is that Renee Zellweger?
Yeah, and fucking Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah, he was
in Show
it,
Me
yeah.
the Money.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was not a good movie.
No, but it just hit that cultural zeitgeist. Now it's so quotable. Like, everyone still knows what that's from for the most part, I guess.
And the little boy. Remember there was a little boy? She had a son?
Yeah. Yep. Ugh. That was the heads weighs 8 pounds.
Yeah, he was cute. He was cute. He's not cute anymore.
No.
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 Sad. Anyway. Okay. Tommy Tough Nuts goes on to say, I was so ecstatic to talk to Ramon, to hear Ramon's venture through life. Yeah, you can call it a venture.
Venture.
To hear how he overcame the same problems I went through. To ask you about the first time you allowed someone into your fetish. To ask about the first time Belle placed her feet on your face. To ask question after question. My happiness was cut short by having... Oh,
geez.
I'm sorry. I was being overly dramatic and
yeah,
I didn't
it
realize
actually
it was actually serious. I'm sorry. My happiness was being cut short by having to put down a family pet. I don't know if that's on Sunday or if that's your pet's name, but either way.
Oh,
I'm
good
very
point.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So listening helped put a smile on my face. Thank you for the content. Thank you for listening. And thank you for the giggles. I really need it this week. Love, Tommy Tough Nuts. Thank you, Tommy Tough Nuts.
Did he ask those questions in the last thing? Or is he asking them now?
I guess I'm am not sure.
Well, answer the one that interests me the most. If you have the other questions, go ahead and let me know. I think I talked about when I allowed someone into my fetish, sort of. I don't know what that means exactly. Explain further, Tommy Tough Nuts.
Yeah.
But the first time Belle put her feet on my face must have been date two.
No.
It wasn't? Because
no.
we had sex, didn't we?
We had sex, but we didn't do...
I
well,
definitely
we
put some feet
quote,
on my
unquote,
face.
Quote-unquote sex.
Almost, because you knew about my fetish right away.
I don't remember if I put my... I guess maybe I did.
I put your feet on my face,
did
I suspect.
You?
But I recall the first time you actually sat on me and did it. You were very timid, because most ladies are.
Yeah.
Because you're concerned
ladies,
you're going to hurt me.
Ladies, he says. Ladies.
Ladies. I was bigger then, too. So you could have really, like...
And I was much smaller.
So, like, there was no chance
little,
of you hurting
little thing
me.
Back then.
No, it was great. Because your feet smelled a lot back in those days. Because you were gross.
I wasn't gross. I was no grosser than I am now.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I probably changed my socks way more often back then.
Possibly. It was nice because that usually was accompanied by sexy times.
Indeed.
Because we
was.
Had lots and lots of wild sex back then.
Yeah.
Pretty delightful.
Yeah. How dare you? How dare you make me sound like a loose woman, like we had sex on our second date?
Oh, we did.
We did. Well,
facts
yeah.
are facts.
I mean, insofar as we did have sex.
Wow.
What? Yeah. What, Ramon?
Oh, wait. There's a quote after Tommy Tough Nuts. You missed it.
What? I don't understand what that means.
I don't know. On to Sean.
Sean. Sean's how does Sean spell
his
name?
Oh, Sean. Remember fucking Sean? That's how he spells it.
Sean.
Sean. You'll remember him after you read this.
Do I?
Yeah. You won't know exactly. As soon as you... He's our British friend.
Mm-hmm. Is he the one who's going to yell at us for saying British
no,
and
no,
not
no,
English?
No, 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 this is the other guy who are like, do you
okay.
also feel this way?
All right, good, good, good. Sean says, holy shit, just listening to your latest podcast, the part where you were talking about COVID and the loss of smell. I got it August 7th. That must have been as I played a festival that date and loads of people picked it up there. I was negative on the 22nd. During that period, I did feel like death, but I only had a few instances of lost taste. But it returned after maybe 2 hours and then go again perhaps the next day for a couple of hours again. But it was, I would say, 3 weeks after I tested negative until my smell disappeared. It's not back yet. Oof. Yikes.
Yeah, it sucks.
That does suck. That does suck. Yeah, no, I never felt terribly ill.
No, I mean, I had a fever early on. You had a fever, too.
I had a fever for, like, 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. Then it was gone.
And then it was gone. And then I just couldn't taste anything for 2 weeks.
I had a lot of fatigue. I was very sleepy the first few days.
Yeah, yeah, I had a week there where I kept falling asleep on the couch in the evenings. Yeah, I remember that. That was weird. But I never got a positive test, so I still, like, I question that sometimes.
No, you had it.
I mean, there's no other reason for me to have lost my sense of taste for 2 weeks.
Right.
It makes zero sense. But Sean goes on to say, fucking ill. I'm not going to say it like I should say it.
Wow.
I'm going to say it. I'm going to just pretend.
You
to be,
yank.
I'm going to just pretend to be Ron Weasley. Oh, fucking ill. See, I'm being, that's like Ron Weasley's all like, bloody ill.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
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 You read my messages out. That's amazing. Didn't expect that. And I've just said basically the same thing again. Please forgive me. I'm a bit ADHD and I forgot. So I'm from the UK.
What part of the UK?
His name is Sean, so I'm assuming Ireland.
He's
okay. So of course, but I don't know about the British versus English thing. I'm half Irish and half English, specifically the Black Country.
Black County.
Black County. No, he says country in the
name. Oh, shit. You're right.
The Black Country is the Midlands of England, very close to Birmingham. But we're not the same as Brummies. We're yam yams.
None of that makes sense to me.
What? Okay. All right. Got it. Not a Brummie. You're a yam yam. Okay, cool.
Okay, yam yam.
It's a lot to explain, but I'm not a chav. I know what a chav is.
Yeah, you know
Ramon
what a chav,
doesn't
yeah.
know what a chav
I don't know.
Chav
I just like to use the term.
I watched a lot of Skins back in the day.
Mm.
Skins was British, right? Yeah, it was. And then we watched a lot of Little Britain at one point.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah. So I know what a chav is. I'm well-versed.
Oh my gosh, up.
He says, as for Downton Abbey, that's about old gravy-dribbling posh cunts with loads of dosh back in the day. Most of us are skint.
He's right, throwing out some goddamn slang. I feel like we're going through fucking Clockwork Orange here.
Okay. So you and your droogs, what? You and your droogs wanted some Maloko, and you went. Okay.
Fantastic.
Gravy dribbling posh cunts.
That's your next album.
Gross.
Yeah.
Gross. Posh
that
cunts.
Is not what I call your pussy.
Posh Cunts is the name of my band. Gravy Dribbling is our first single.
You know what? It's brilliant.
And Loads of Dosh is the name of our, I don't know, our first album.
Yeah. That's actually not bad. I'd buy that.
I don't know what skint means.
No, I don't either.
I'm not going to look it up.
Maybe like you're skinned, like you're cheap?
I don't think so. I don't think that's what that means. Skint?
Skint? Skint? I'm not looking it up.
Are you poor? Are you poor because you don't live at a castle like Downton Abbey?
Well, look what he does. Well, okay. Or read it. You know, you could try that too.
Wow. I didn't realize that more information was coming. We're all poor. None of us live in a castle like Downton Abbey. If you could live in Downton Abbey, would you want to be one of the rich people or one of the servants?
Because
the servants debatably led much richer lives, right?
Well, kind of. But I mean, your life is now tied to this family. Like, you don't just work there. You
That's
live and work there.
Life,
That's your
yeah.
whole life. Like, you know, your days off, like you get, it's I don't know. I think
but
that
I
occupies
think...
too much of your life.
Hmm.
I think I'd be a good servant depending on who I'm working for, but. You know, if they're fine with this guy coming in, hey, here's your soup. But
what would you want to do if you were a servant on Downton Abbey?
I don't know, bro. What would I do? What could I? What am
you
I?
You could be the driver. Remember the cute little Irish guy?
Yeah,
he was the driver.
Yeah,
I liked him.
The driver's probably pretty cool.
I would just want to be the lady who puts Lady Edith's jewelry on in the evenings before she goes down for dinner. I'm just going to be the one who daintily drapes your necklace on.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
So go on.
Anyway.
Like pulling teeth to get you to read this paragraph.
I just like Downton Abbey.
I do too. There's movies we haven't seen that you refuse to watch for some reason.
Oh, I don't like it that much. I don't like it enough to sit down and watch a whole fucking movie.
Wow. But you'll watch 6 seasons of a show.
You guys, I'm watching this show called Evil. And there's this really sexy demon in it. He's like got like scaly black skin and red eyes. And his name is George. And I'm super, super into it.
It's not a demon name.
No, I know. I think that's the joke. Anyway, that's a really cool show. And yeah, anyway. Okay, so Sean says, I deliver car spares at the moment. I don't really know what that means. Like spare
car
tires?
Parts.
Car parts?
Yeah.
Okay. I used to be a working guitarist and or a touring guitar technician, basically a roadie before COVID. Hopefully the industry will pick up again and I'll get back to what I actually love doing. Thanks for the nice comments on my Insta. They did make me smile. Oh, this is that Sean.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were just talking about him the other night. I was like, oh, remember that guy that we read his feedback and then I liked his Instagram because it was all just like based political memes.
Yeah, it was fucking great.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah, I like Sean. I forgot about Sean. A roadie before COVID. Yeah.
Roadie before COVID.
Bros before hoes.
Yeah. He continues.
I know, I'm seeing it. Haha, it would seem that the Owlman geezer thing monster, whatever, is a Mothman type myth from a place called Falmouth. Falmouth?
Falmouth.
In Cornwall. Well, there's like all sorts of crazy shit going on in Cornwall. Let's not act like there's not. There's like fucking fairies and like wackadoo shit happening.
You go
in
back
Cornwall.
To the old country, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's about a 5-hour drive from where I live. Never heard of the Owlman before, but I have been to Falmouth many times. Slightly further north, there is a much more famous monster called the Beast of Bodmin. Well, it's not fucking famous around here, Sean.
Right.
Which is said to be a wild / escaped Black Panther. That's pretty cool.
Huh. Is it a werepanther?
A werepanther. Guys, remember the werepanthers from True Blood?
Fantastic. Fantastic.
The worst storyline.
Big Daddy. Good God.
Oh, I remember Big Daddy.
So ridiculous.
It was so creepy. Mm. He says, oh yeah, I'm constantly banned from Facebook for my British humor and use of the C word, which is a regular part of an English sentence.
Mm-hmm.
I remember really upsetting a stagehand at a show in NYC by calling myself a clumsy cunt.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, that word doesn't fly over here. People get very, very upset about
People
it.
People are dumb.
But it just hits completely differently when someone with an American accent uses it. Because
right,
when someone,
that's the difference.
When an American person uses that word, it's always like super, super vitriolic, like really hateful.
Usually, yeah.
And generally directed
but if you're
toward,
British or Australian
generally
or
directed
New Zealand,
toward
yeah.
women. But if you're British or you're Australian, I yeah. let it slide.
Right.
Because
culturally, it makes, like, you're not using
yeah,
it.
Yeah. And it's almost always used in like a friendly manner.
Right.
Or
exactly,
like a joking
yeah.
way.
Yeah. Your friends are cunts, so you're. Your enemies are mates in Australia sometimes.
I think that's also that. In England.
Oh, yeah?
Don't Probably. They call friends mates?
Well, I mean, yes, a friend is called a mate, but the joke that I've heard is that you call your friends cunts, you call your enemies mates.
Oh.
Hey, mate. You know, that sort of...
I'm not your buddy, pal.
Exactly.
Sean says...
He does.
I had an interesting occurrence last night, thinking back, has surprised me. I was doing a show, part of a 3-day event. Everyone in the band knows each other, so these things are always nice to catch up session with your mates backstage. Now, what does he mean by that?
Oh, those are friends.
Friends. Okay, so you're wrong.
I'm not wrong. It's just, whatever, fuck off.
One band who's
like, you don't call your friends friends. You say, hey, friend.
Hey, friend.
Hey, buddy. Not your friend. Not your friend, buddy.
I call you friend.
Not your buddy, guy.
One band whose main member I've known for a long time has had a total lineup change since I last saw them. Apart from the main man, of course. So it was my first time meeting the new lads in the band. Anyway, they're all cool, and we're enjoying a few beers and a bit of the old jungle sugar. What is that?
I don't know. Is it must be cocaine?
I don't know.
I'd say it's cocaine.
Hang on. I'm going to look it up.
I'll look it up. You keep reading.
Hang on. Nope. I'm already halfway there.
Son of a gun. Fine. I guess I'll vamp then.
You vamp. I'm doing the oldest old person thing ever.
What did
and
you
I'm
do?
Desperately trying to fuck, man. I don't know. All I'm getting is this song. It's the name of a song by some guy named Brent Lewis.
You're not good at this.
I don't know. What is Sean? What does Jungle Sugar mean?
Cocaine. Continue.
I'm too old and I'm not cool enough to understand that. Also, I've never done cocaine. I don't fuck
it's
around
probably
with that
for
shit.
The best.
My anxiety is fucking sky high through the roof all the time anyway. Mm-hmm. The last thing I need is to be more amped up.
Right.
Holy shit. Anyway, so Jungle Sugar. If you guys don't know, it means cocaine. If you're cool like me, you know that. And one of them asks if I was on Instagram and what my name is. I don't really do Instagram that much, so I had to open it on my phone to actually find out what I'm even called here. So I opened the app and Lil Monroe was at the top of my feed.
Yeah.
He saw and immediately said, "Have you got a foot fetish?" And with no shame or embarrassment at all, and that's not my usual reaction, I don't go shouting it from the rooftops, but I just said, "Cool as anything. Yeah, man. Why? Have you got one?" He said, "No, but his missus does." Oh, his missus. Yeah. His missus does foot fetish content. Turns out he was already following me.
Nice. Yeah.
Nice. I read this. It was a screenshot of a Reddit thread. I think I read it this morning, like first thing when I woke up. And it was about this guy who was running his wife's OnlyFans and like taking all of her videos, posting all of her content. He was like doing the sexting for her. And I'm like, and he's like talking about how it's absolutely destroying their relationship.
What?
Like he hates it and he doesn't feel any connection with her. And like she does all this sexy stuff, but she never has sex with him. And they're so like on the verge of divorce. And
jeez.
I'm like, God damn, guys. That is so fucking, like, why? What? Like, anyway, it was super fucking depressing. And,
if anything, I think this brings us closer together.
Yeah.
Which is the point. I wouldn't do it if it didn't do that.
No, if I felt like producing the content that we do was, damaging our relationship, we wouldn't fucking do it.
Right. Like, this podcast is one of the most positive things we've ever done for our relationship.
It's okay.
We have all these wonderful conversations.
We do. We do have nice conversations.
Yeah. Yeah. On to the next bit, which I think I'll read. It's a little one. This is from Toasted Texan.
I love that name.
Toasted Texan.
Texas
I want some Texas
toast.
Toast. Fuck, I'm hungry. Hey, your podcast is fucking awesome. Just discovered your podcast today. Thank you for filling this missing part of my life. My favorite foot fetish scenario is to see bare feet in public. For example, I enjoy finding feet up on a park bench or cruising through parking lots to find feet on a dash. Also, this may seem different. I seem to be more into pictures of feet. What do you guys think of that? So I also love to see bare feet in public, as I've said many times.
Yeah.
It's just nice. You're walking around. All of a sudden, whoa. It's literally like for me walking around going, there's boobs.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just like, hey, cool. I'm fascinated by the people that are more into pictures than they are into videos because I like pictures, but pictures only are like a tease for me.
Well, I got the impression he was saying he was more into pictures of feet than actual feet.
Oh. That's what it means?
It's like, yeah, like those dudes who are really, really into like anime chicks, but they don't actually want real women.
I can understand that.
I don't.
It's a fantasy. That's all.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you still want to be able to have sex should you want. I mean, maybe, look, if you don't want sex, you don't have to have sex. There's no, in human society, you can be like, well, I'm not interested in sex. It's not hurting anybody. In fact, that's, you're less likely to hurt people there unless you're married and the partner wants sex, or if you're in a relationship and your partner wants sex and then you don't want sex. That sucks.
Yeah.
But if like you're on your own and you're like, yeah, I'm just more into looking at pictures of things. That's all. Mm. That's fine. Yeah. Pictures are great. I like pictures. I mean, now that I'm into more animated feet these days, like those women are never going to exist. That's sort of the point. They're doing these fantastical things that I, you know, that aren't happening. So, you know, I get it. I get being way into pictures. I also get you being way into your goddamn phone rather than paying attention to me. Hey, you. Hey.
What?
Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. What? Look at me.
What?
Take your socks off.
No.
I have a coupon.
No.
Take it off.
No. No.
See, that's the thing. All my coupons would be the exact same thing.
Right.
Put your feet on my face.
Like, I took my socks off for like an extra minute before we went up to bed last night, and my feet got really cold, and I just immediately tucked them under my butt.
Not on. Well, we were watching The Stand. I wanted to keep watching that.
Sexy.
Yeah. It's always sexy when you take your socks off. Always. It's awesome. So good. I'm just gonna keep vamping till you come up with whatever thought you're.
I'm debating,
bubbling around in your
I'm
head.
Debating. I'm
making coupons.
No, I'm
awesome.
Thinking about. I'm thinking about The Stand.
Stop thinking about The Stand.
Have you guys watched The Stand? The Stephen King adaptation.
By all means, just dangle that mic as far from your mouth as possible. Just like, hey guys, that's just this thing over here.
Maybe I won't talk at all.
Yeah, I think it'd be best.
Maybe I won't talk at all.
Well, guys, that's been our.
I think that's.
I love you so much. You're just like, you start with this strong, and you know, I think that, my opinion
think that I like interrupting you more than I actually have anything to say. I just don't want you to fucking talk.
Ah, the truth comes out.
Shut the fuck up, Ramon.
Well, thanks for joining us for our soulful feetsings greetings.
See, I feel like we didn't prepare. We could have come up with way better foot puns.
That's what you're concerned about?
We still got a couple of weeks. Maybe we'll
do,
do
a proper.
Maybe we'll do a holy jolly. I don't know. I hate that song.
I love that song.
Side note, guys, we're in copyright infringement. This episode's going to get taken down. I fucking hate that song. That's one of the worst Christmas
How
songs.
How dare you? I will repeat a rant that made me really happy. So, you know my issue with the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer song? You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer. You know these reindeer that you've never fucking heard of. You know all them.
Right, they didn't exist until that song, right?
No, they were in the poem.
Okay, so we did know them.
You know that, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Of course we do. He's the most famous reindeer. Of course we're going to know who the fuck he is. He's literally the most famous one.
But
You know,
it would be impossible to recall at that point because Rudolph did not exist until that song.
Right. But my point is that then
so no, I don't recall.
Exactly.
Why would you ask me that way? Just tell me about
it. But it's a stupid thing. Like, you recall Madison and Garfield and Zachary Taylor, but do you recall Abraham Lincoln? Like, of course I know who he is. Do you recall the most famous?
I think you and I are approaching this from two very, I think that the premise of this is flawed.
It is flawed.
The premise is inherently flawed.
It's stupid.
Why would I recall, this isn't the most famous rant, it's only famous because you're making a song about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
it's ridiculous, the beginning is ridiculous.
Yeah, I had forgotten that was even part of that song. I also hate Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
It's fair. You also hate Montgomery Ward, huh?
I mean, yeah, I guess. Although one time,
they don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
They're gone.
Good.
Good for them.
Fuck up.
Well, everyone, we're getting the hell out of here. Need some luncheon up in this bitch. So, thanks for listening. If you should rate, review, and subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, and wherever else you get your podcasts.
You would work in the stables at Downton Abbey.
We all know that to be true.
Like,
you don't have to say it.
You would be just like mucking out the stables.
Hey, stable boy. I'd be the well-hung stable boy.
No, you wouldn't.
And this is my fantasy.
In your fantasy,
I am the well hung
stable.
You still
work in the stables?
But I'm well hung. And the maidens all come down and like, hello, well hung stable boy. I'm having trouble carrying this milk.
I don't like this fan fiction that you've written. What does the milk do?
What do you mean? What, you drink that they're carrying the milk, it's too heavy.
You know, like,
yeah.
The cows are kept on the other side of the fucking estate.
Well, they had to carry him through. They needed help. Well, the well-hung stable boy. I'm stealing this joke whole cloth from the producers. You should
dick?
Know that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You didn't have to tell me that. I would have just thought.
I know, but I think like everyone listening knew. Or at least enough people listening.
Whole cloth, you say?
Whole cloth. Not whole cloth, but more or less.
Gross. That's a gross term. I don't like it.
Fair to Midland. So write to us, RamoneFaithful@gmail.com, if you want to get some of the sweet, sweet feedback action.
Yeah, give us some feedback. Maybe I'll make fun of you.
If you follow Belle on that old Instagram, at Belle's Souls, you're damn near close to 8,000 followers now.
Super close. Write me on Instagram. Write me, and then I'm going to critique your Instagrams. That's what I'm going to do.
Interesting.
Remember I did that with Sean's? Sean had a quality Instagram full of based memes, and I appreciate it. Send me your Instagram.
But so many of your fans have, like, no Instagram presence. They're just there for you. You know?
That's what I do on my actual Instagram. Like, my non-fetish Instagram, I have zero posts. I follow, like, 8,000 people, but I've never posted
That's
once.
That's weird. You're weird.
I don't even have a profile picture of it.
There's nothing to post. What's the post?
I'm not there for posting
yeah.
shit. Like, what right, am I going to yeah. fucking post? I'm not that important.
You can write to both of us on Twitter at RamoneFaithful. That's our Twitter, and we post neat things. You want to buy some clips with Belle? You want to buy those sweet Belle on top of bunny clips? They also lick each other's feet, which is really hot.
We do.
I haven't put that out yet, but I'm going to put it out tomorrow.
That was fun. It had been a very long time since I had licked feet. Like,
you're real good
like
at it.
Like a really long time. If you want to buy my socks, they're sitting right here.
They're right here, y'all. No one has claimed them yet. It could be you. That's RamoneFaithful.com, which is being weird right now. If you can't get there with that website, I got to fix that because GoDaddy's being a total dickhead about it. Clipsforsale.com/16917. That's our store number. I know, right?
Nice.
You can go there.
67.
You can also support this very podcast and us by proxy by going to patreon.com/RamoneFaithful.
You could be a Patreon to us, just like Ramon is apparently a Patreon to like any number of podcasts, which I was unaware of.
Fucking one.
Are we budgeting for this in our like monthly budget, Ramon?
I am. You aren't. You don't touch the budget. Don't you go near my budget.
I don't go near your anything.
You do not. I like how much you're lounging in this chair. It looks uncomfortable. You're such a slug-a-bug.
I'm never really that.
I'm going to kick you off. I'm going to push this chair away.
This is how you can tell that it's time to stop because I'm falling.
Go to the Patreon. So there's a bunch of clips we had to take down because Clips for Sale changed its rules, but we still have access to these awesome clips. So if you want them, you can still get them. Come to our Patreon.
Forbidden clips.
Verboten.
Forbidden. Taboo.
Like, I have permission from the models to sell these, but we just never got the release forms. But you can still get these clips.
No, they're totally on the up and up.
Totally on the up and up.
You can still totally get them. You just can't sell them on Clips for Sale.
Right.
Clips for Sale has a bunch of stupid rules now. So, like, you can still buy them. You just can't buy them on Clips for Sale. You got to go straight to the source, guys.
That's right.
Straight to the source.
So go there. All the old Mistress Foot Kingdom stuff, that's all there. If you remember that at all, those hot Argentinian girls.
Oh, right. Yeah. We had
that was their name because I helped them make clips for their site, but now their site's gone.
Right.
But if you want those, come on over. Patreon.com. $10 a month. I put out two of those a month. If you get the $50 access, you get access to all the clips. There are 79 of them for $50. You can't beat that deal. They're all available. So come on over to Patreon and join the crowd and support this damn podcast.
Was 79 divided by 50.
It's a good deal.
Well less than a dollar per clip.
Yes. That's crazy.
Guys. Go ahead and get some.
Get some. All right. Well, thanks for being fans, y'all. I'm sure there's something else I'm forgetting. Oh, you can join the conversation.
Oh,
on our
my God, Ramon. The winter solstice.
Son of a bitch.
Fuck. We'll be back next week with a buttload of solstice jokes.
Yeah. It'll be all wintery stuff.
There's boots. There's
well, we'll
snow
see
boots.
You in a couple of weeks for the winter solstice episode.
Solstice. Shit.
So this is happy solar days. Something like that.
What?
This episode. Or do we call this the winter solstice? Part one.
Fuck.
We'll call it part one. Because part two will be next in the next couple of weeks.
It's December 11th right now.
So you better get your ass recording.
When is the solstice?
The 21st.
Is the 21st. I know. I'm just trying to figure out. Okay.
Do math. Right.
We got
10 days.
We got one more week. We got one more week to do a dedicated solstice episode. We're probably not going to do that.
Probably not.
Anyway,
this is now the solstice episode.
Okay. Cool.
So, our subreddit r/footfetishpodcast. Go there and join the conversation too.
You know, this is one of those things where we're like sitting there at the beginning of the episode trying to come up with foot related puns. And there's people who are just like, guys,
screaming
solstice. It's right there.
It's right there.
Sorry, guys. I apologize. It took us an hour and fucking 45 minutes, but we made it, guys. We got there, everyone. We got there.
Congratulations. Good neato. Good job, gang.
Oh. Bye, guys.
Bye. Until we feed again.
So long.
Bye.